Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. It is a special privilege for us to be able to provide this broadcast each Sunday morning for your listening enjoyment and inspiration. Our broadcast is enjoyed by many different people in our area and community. We are grateful for your support. We thank you for your prayers and your financial gifts as well. Radio CJMQ covers a wide area. We have regular listeners in the eastern townships of Quebec and also in the states of Vermont and New Hampshire. We welcome your questions and comments. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. And you can access the program on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Good day to you, and welcome to this broadcast of the Word of Grace. You might be listening live this Sunday morning, the 2nd of April 2023, or catching up later from the CJMQ website. Today is Palm Sunday, when the Church remembers Jesus entering in triumphal procession into the city of Jerusalem. My name is Nigel Parker, minister of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, Sherbrooke, and we're broadcasting to the eastern townships of Quebec and beyond. I'm so pleased to have you here. When they entered into Jerusalem, they would have sung one of the familiar songs of procession that they would have had in the Psalms, Psalms like Psalm 118. Open for me the gates of the righteous. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord, through which the righteous may enter. I will give you thanks, for you answered me. You have become my salvation. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. The Lord has done it this very day. Let us rejoice today and be glad.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for sending your Son and paving the way for our lives to be set free through Jesus' death on the cross. Thank you for what this day stands for, the beginning of Holy Week, the start of the journey towards the power of the cross, the victory of the resurrection, and the rich truth that Jesus is Lord of Lords. The psalmist said, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And so we give you praise and honour, for your ways are righteous and true. We give you worship, for you are holy and just. And we will declare that your love stands firm forever, for your loving kindness endures forever. Lord, you know us so well. We can be quick to speak of faith, but slow to live it fully. We shout Hosanna as Jesus approaches, as did the people of Jerusalem many years ago. But we do not want you to come too close, not close enough to really see who we are. Lord, you know us so well. We are quick to claim faith in Jesus as our Lord and Saviour, like the throng who greeted that entry into Jerusalem. We are fickle, slow to live fully and everywhere as faithful disciples. We know where we fail. Lord, you know us so well. We are quick to want the blessings of faithfulness, but like the 12 who spent the last week with him, we are slow to accept the pain and suffering of authentic Christ-like living. Forgive our weakness and fear. The Lord is God. The Lord brings light to those in darkness, forgiveness to those who truly confess, and pardon to all who seek to follow Jesus. Rejoice that the steadfast love of the Lord endures for ever and ever. In the name of Jesus the Christ, receive the love that never dies and never fails. Amen. Our reading this morning is from Matthew's account of the Palm Sunday procession. It's in Matthew chapter 21 at verse 1. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there, with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away. This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. Say to daughter Zion, See, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey. The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven! When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, Who is this? And the crowds answered, This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee. Amen.
Thank you.
A wise old philosopher once said, "Today's rooster is tomorrow's feather duster." One day you're riding the crest of the public opinion wave, the next day the wave is well and truly broken, and you're the wipeout. Public opinion can be remarkably fickle. Jumpeth not on the bandwagon if there's a chance that the wheels shall cometh off. Public opinion is a fickle, fickle thing. On Palm Sunday, the Jesus bandwagon is well and truly rolling, and everybody wants to be on it. It has rolled through the Judean countryside for weeks and weeks, and now it is approaching the end of its journey. Jerusalem, the holy city, the seat of power, the place where the Messiah would establish himself and rid the nation of its oppressors. Jesus certainly hasn't come out and said that he's going to do that, but that's the rumour. And by now, he's got enough enemies in Jerusalem that unless he's planning something pretty big, you'd reckon he'd know better than to walk in there. But a public opinion is on his side. Everyone is jumping on the bandwagon. The ticker tape is raining down. The people are singing and dancing and chanting, "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus." The placards are held high. Palm branches are waving. People are throwing their coats in front of him. Jesus is recording the highest opinion poll rating ever, knocking off even sliced bread and the automatic dishwasher from the top 10. But public opinion is a fickle, fickle thing. As we shall hear again on Friday, just a few days later, the cry of the crowd will become a snarling call for blood. "Crucify him! Crucify him! Crucify him!" How could they be so fickle? How could they call for him to be crowned one day and crucified the next? Enthroned one day and electric chaired the next? Who are these people? How could they abandon him so easily? Well, we could talk about all sorts of explanations about failed expectations, about how they had a certain sort of image in their heads, about what sort of Messiah they wanted, and how they weren't prepared to accept a Messiah on different terms. But as illuminating as that might be, I don't think we need to do that. If we really want to understand how these people could sing Jesus' praises one day and call for his death the next, we don't need to look any further than ourselves. For the contents of our own hearts and the quality of our own behaviour. You see, my guess is that most of you are not that different from me, and I know a little of what I'm capable of. I know that I can stand in here and sing praises to Jesus one day and then wish I weren't following him the next day. I know that I can be lost in wonder, love and praise at the gracious mercy of God one day and then turn round and make the most callous judgment of someone the next day. Maybe just writing them off, rejecting them entirely without showing any sign of the grace that I've been shown. I know that some days I can sing in church, "Brother, sister, let me serve you, let me be as Christ to you," and then treat others as though I was born to rule and aren't they lucky to have me in their company. You see, it's easy to cheer for Jesus, to wave palm branches and sing praises in the gathered assembly. It's not difficult to join in the singing on Sunday mornings and honour Jesus as Messiah and King of the universe. But there's a lot more to following Jesus than just cheering from the sidelines. What do those praises mean when you're behind closed doors and away from the public eye? You can sing, "I want you more than gold or silver," but how do those words affect you when you get to work and love and justice don't turn a profit or you put you in line for a promotion? Do you honour him with your actions or do you capitulate and crucify him? What do all the words of commitment mean when it comes to working out how you commit your time and money? What do those words mean when you find yourselves in a group of sophisticated and successful people who are discussing what a loser and a fraud Jesus Christ was and how his followers have only ever caused misery and bigotry in the world? Do you praise him with your lips or crucify him with your compliant silence? How could the crowds be so fickle on Palm Sunday? How could they cheer for Jesus one day and call for his blood the next? Perhaps they were just like us. It's a sobering realization, but don't despair. This is not the end of the story. On Thursday night, we'll pick up the story again and follow what happens to Jesus and to this people just like us. We'll hear of him kneeling at the feet of people just like us and washing our feet and promising us that we'll be a part of him. And on Friday, we'll look in horror at the extent of what people just like us can do. And we'll hear him say for us, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." And by Sunday, who knows what we might become?
I hear the Savior say, "Thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all." Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white as
Let us pray. God of courage and compassion, as we follow Jesus towards the cross this Holy Week, we give you thanks that he faced his enemies with courage and not violence. We're grateful he loved us enough to die for us, bearing every pain and sorrow others inflicted. In Christ, we trust that your love has power in every situation, even the most troubling or tragic. And so hear us as we bring to you the people and places facing trouble and tragedy this week. For all struggling with poverty, sickness or grief, and any feeling of being overwhelmed by things beyond their control. Stay with them day by day. Restore their hope and health. We pray for people and places facing violence, war and corruption, and all who fear what this day may bring. Grant them courage and protection and restore their hope and peace. We pray for those who challenge tyranny, brutality and injustice, and all who raise their voices for the vulnerable and victimized. Give them strength and restore their hope and freedom. And for each one who has been shamed or humiliated by someone more powerful, assure them of their value as your people and restore their hope and dignity. We pray for your church this week. Meet with us as we assemble together in holy places to remember holy acts and deeds. And by the saving death of Jesus Christ, reconcile us afresh to your goodness and grace, not by any merit of ours, but only because you are the God in whom there is all the fullness of mercy. God of courage and compassion, thank you for your love that never lets us go. And hear us as we pray the words Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Thank you very much for joining with me for this Palm Sunday broadcast. You'd be very welcome to join us at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday mornings at St. Andrew's Sherbrooke at 256 Rue Queen Street in Lennoxville. And also you can join us online through Facebook or YouTube. This coming Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening, St. Andrew's Sherbrooke joins together with other congregations at the building of St. Andrew's Sherbrooke in order to remember the events of Good Friday, and you'd be very welcome at 7 o'clock. Other churches are gathering together at other times on Good Friday, and I encourage you to make your way to public worship to remember the events by which we are reconciled to God through Jesus Christ. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice. a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.